As vice chair of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, I've been particularly focused on making sure that Indian country is not left out, and ensuring that tribes who are on the front lines of this public health and economic crisis have the resources they need and deserve. Together with my Democratic colleagues, I fought for and secured an $8 billion set aside for tribal governments and their enterprises. This tribal relief fund will provide the 574 federally recognized Indian tribes with flexible resources. Resources they need during the COVID-19 response. And I'm glad we found bipartisan agreement on this. We also secured over $2 billion in emergency funding for tribal needs. And this includes over $1 billion for the Indian Health Service that will be used for everything from expanding medical services to purchasing equipment to promoting public health education to expanding telehealth services and increasing disease surveillance. And over $700 million that will go to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Bureau of Indian Education, and the HUD, Office of Native American Programs. These funds will assist tribal governments as they make their way through this crisis and support their members. Support BIE schools and tribal colleges and universities so that students continue with their education. And provide housing for those most in need who are impacted by this terrible virus. These are key victories, but we're not done. We must uphold our trust and treaty responsibilities to all American Indians and Alaska Natives. And so Congress must do more to respond to the unique COVID-19 related public health and economic crises in Indian country. Tribes are some of the most vulnerable populations with the least robust healthcare systems. We have a very scary outbreak on the Navajo Nation, and I'm sure that we need to weigh in and help there. For our next response package, and believe me, we're going to have to monitor this closely, and we're in all likelihood going to be back here again. We must make sure Indian country has equal access to federal coronavirus resources.